Live in studio this morning for his monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. Matt, as always, appreciate your time out of your busy schedule today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Duke.
Well, a lot of things that we can talk about, of course, with what's happening during the session in Cheyenne and everything happening here locally in the schools. I know there's been a little buzz, though, especially with what's coming up this fall. The Star Valley Braves football team approved with the caveat of raising their own funds to fly to Alaska for a game. That's pretty unique.
That's very interesting, isn't it? Yeah, no, it'll be a wonderful opportunity for the young men and whatnot. And then in the fall of 27, Soldotna will come here and play a game. So that'll be good. Realize that we've put a hardship on some families and with trying to raise the funds and some taxpayers and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I hope that it's a wonderful experience for all involved. So
now you look at this event and some of the other programs of the school. I know bands are going to Disneyland, and I mean, this isn't something completely unheard of to put some students on airplanes and send them somewhere else in the country.
It's not. One of the big differences, though, is it's during the season. So Wyoming High School Activities has a 150-mile cross-border rule. So Kyle McLean, the athletic director, will be, and working with Coach Young, they'll be getting permission from Wyoming High School Activities for approval of this as well. But that's one big difference. And then I think it's a little bit unique as well that the JV's going, so.
So it'll be a full plane.
Yeah. Yes, it will be.
Awesome. And as you mentioned, it's a home and away. So Alaska will be coming the following season to Star Valley to play as well. So.
Yeah.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in the studio this morning. Well, Superintendent, you and I have had a number of discussions leading up to the legislative session regarding the school recalibration bill. Now that session is underway and we're seeing some changes to that, wanted to get an update from you on what you're seeing and watching in Cheyenne and kind of what your current thoughts are on it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, recalibration's a big deal, and recalibration's basically the funding model for K-12 education in the state, and we appreciate Representative Erickson. It came to the House side for introduction and needed two-thirds of a vote, and Andrew Byron and McKay, both representatives of students in our district and families, were on the no vote side and helped it from being introduced on the House side. So obviously on the Senate side, there's a mirror bill, Senate File 81, and it's been worked and amended and amended and worked. And anyway, yesterday afternoon, it finally got across the finish line. We very much appreciate Senator Dockstetter. I'll just give you a little insight into how fast these things are going. So about 1:58, right before the Senate went back on the floor yesterday afternoon, I received a phone call. Been texting back and forth with Senator Dockstetter all morning yesterday, knowing that Senate File 81 was coming up yesterday afternoon. Anyway, he had me on the phone for a minute, and he was with Matt Wilmarth, who is the employee for the LSO office and in charge of school finance and drafting amendments and whatnot. So we went back and forth as to what we needed in Lincoln too, and we just have great local representation in Cheyenne. I'm sure appreciate the hard work of Andrew Byron and McKay and then as well as Senator Dockstetter. So they're doing a great job for us and in constant communication. Been on the phone already this morning with Representative Erickson, and tidbit of information, we've got our middle school student council that made it to Cheyenne yesterday afternoon, and this morning there was Senator Dockstetter and Representative Erickson, and getting to tour the floor of the Senate and the House this morning. So a lot of good things happening. But back to the bill, recalibration is not good for Lincoln too in the current form. So we'll see as it crosses over to the House what happens there with amendments and whatnot, and then we'll also see where Governor Gordon lands on it should it get across the finish line. And I would anticipate or have high optimism that Governor Gordon would line item veto some parts of the bill.
So. Well, we would expect some changes to happen in the House just with how the session has gone this year. And so some of the concerns that you had brought up with Recal previously with this specific legislation was the health insurance portion of it. There was the class size portion of it and those types of
average daily membership.
Average daily membership. Yeah. So from your understanding where the bill sits now coming out of the Senate, how do those specifics look?
So some of them are more favorable. Let's go to the health insurance. The health insurance, currently we're reimbursed for all FTEs or full-time equivalents on the certified side at the state rate, state premium rate. And with the amendments to health insurance, it kicks health insurance down the road, having to go to the state plan for at least 2 years, and there'd be a study. But the one big caveat that really costs our district is with a Rothfuss amendment, that's Senator Rothfuss out of Laramie, but we would only be reimbursed for those that participate in it. So full disclosure and full transparency, that's 1.8 million deduct to our district. So that's a big deal.
Yeah. that's a couple dollars for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Out of a $52 million budget, when you take a 1.8 deduct on one amendment, then that's concerning. But there are a lot of things that are favorable in the bill, and but you know what, Duke, all 2950 kids and all 250 teachers, we're going to have a great experience next year no matter what happens with recalibration. We're going to keep our teachers are amazing, our support staff, and they're going to stay focused, and we're going to have great student achievement. Our graduation rates are going to be high. ACT scores, we're going to see an increase in those. YTOP scores, and just the relationships and the overall experience that kids are going to have in Lincoln 2 are going to continue to be phenomenal. And we'll let all the dust settle in Cheyenne, and we'll make it work.
Yeah, it's what we do, right? Absolutely. Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCS number 2 in studio this morning. Well, Superintendent, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you?
I would just take an opportunity, Duke, as we get closer to spring and whatnot, remind people that our elections in Wyoming are determined for state offices and national in the primaries. And we need to be registered as voters by May 13th, I believe it is. And that's a couple weeks prior to candidates even needing to file. So I just put a plug in. I think that as a state, 2 years ago, we maybe fell asleep or got a little complacent. And I hope that we'll step up to the plate and get registered to vote by May 13th and make our voices known. And we certainly need to send, in my humble opinion, Andrew Byron and McKay Erickson back to Cheyenne to represent us. This is not an election year for Senator Dockstetter, but those two in particular. And then we need to take a good hard look at how we're being represented from other representatives.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, this morning it's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.